Live from around the world, it's time for Peter Greenberg on the SSI Radio Network.
Around the world, the trip begins with a roam if you want to. Roam around the world.
Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome aboard another edition of Peter Greenberg Worldwide. Hope you're having a wonderful last weekend in April, wherever you happen to be. We've been traveling around the world. What a surprise. Last week, the show came to you from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, and then back to New York, where I actually did a guest spot on Conan O'Brien, if you got a chance to see that. We had a lot of fun. I'll talk a little bit about that. And then back to the West Coast, did another Today Show piece on restored hotels. That's right. We're not talking about renovated hotels, but restored hotels. And then back to where we're coming to you from right now, the Ballantine Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you want to talk to me about anything to do about travel, give me a call, 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, no problem whatsoever. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give me your name, your phone number, your question or your problem, so we can solve it right here on the air. On Conan this week, we had a lot of fun talking about the Green Week. That's right, they booked people whose last name started with Green. The actor Seth Green, Peter Greenberg, and we had a lot of fun talking about hotels that say they're being eco-friendly when in fact they've got a whole lot more work to do. For example, when you check into a hotel and you walk into the room and there's that little tent card on the bed that says, please help us save the environment by not washing your towels. Now, I don't know about you, but my cynical response is, that's not saving the environment, that's saving the hotel on money that it would otherwise spend for soap. And they haven't allowed me to really save anything of the environment, they're just saving money. And then, of course, I told the story about checking into a hotel in Washington, D.C., and they sent up a beautiful fruit plate, fruit basket, and there was a beautiful plate they wanted me to have as a present, a beautiful gold and white plate with the seal of the President of the United States, and it was gold etching the White House in Washington, D.C., and it's, oh, gee, what a nice, thoughtful present at this hotel that wants to be environmentally conscious. I turn the plate over. Not only does it say made in China, but there's a warning label that says, do not use, it will poison you. Do not use with food, it will poison you. Welcome to Washington, D.C. That's where our country's going. The White House plates are made in China, and they're poisonous. Yikes. And then, of course, it was a story on restored hotels. Not renovated hotels, but restored hotels. We're talking about historic hotels that are either conversions from buildings that never used to be hotels, office buildings, warehouses, lighthouses, prisons, that's right, prisons, that have turned into really great hotels with high ceilings and wide hallways and great natural light. And that ranges from the Fauchère in Pennsylvania, in a beautiful town called Milford, Pennsylvania, to of course, the Plaza Hotel in New York, over 100 years old, just reopened again after a $400 million restoration, to some interesting places like the Liberty Hotel in Boston, which is actually a former prison. It's the former Charles Street prison. And the cool thing about that hotel is their bar is now called the Alibi Bar. The bars are still up, but the cool thing is, you know what this place used to be? It used to be the drunk tank in the prison. So lots of fun things there. And you can access all of this on our website, petergreenberg.com, or go to the Today Show website to get the whole restored hotels thing. But on our website, you'll actually get the clip from the Conan O'Brien show, which is just a lot of fun to do, and I want to thank those guys for having me on. Lots of news, of course, this week, and it's merger, and ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching when it comes to what's going on with your wallet. This morning, I just decided I was going to go online to see what the round-trip fare was, and I just picked one route. On a flight time that takes only 38 minutes from New York LaGuardia Airport to Washington, D.C. And who flies that? Well, Delta flies it, U.S. Air flies it, and American flies it. You know what the cheapest fare was? $684 round trip for that little dinky flight. You know what? You can go to Dubai for that, which is where we were last week. Now, there's something wrong there. So it's going to get worse before it gets better. And of course, what do we see this week? All the airlines reporting their quarterly losses, and they were huge. I mean, we're talking big time. Delta, $6.4 billion loss in the first quarter. These are the guys, by the way, who are merging. United Airlines, another $537 million quarterly loss. It gets worse and worse and worse. And now what the airlines are doing is they're trying to charge you for everything short of breathing outside of what you did when you purchased your ticket. And what that means is more and more nickel and dime charges for everything. Next week, you know, get ready. This is when it all kicks in. The United Airlines charge that a lot of airlines are basically copying now, the $25 fee for checking in a second bag. You know, it's bad enough that they lose it when I pay nothing. Now they're going to charge me $25 to lose it? This is not right. They should charge me like $100 and at least let the bag get mileage, which I can't redeem anyway. So this is getting crazy. If anybody made my argument for me about that there are two kinds of airline bags, carry on and lost, it was United Airlines when they announced that $25 fee, because you know what? This is the argument to courier your bags. If you go to our website, petergreenberg.com, you will see that we've archived 17 separate services that will do door-to-door service to take your bag from your home or your office to your final destination without it ever going near a commercial airport. And you know what? It's worth it. Who wants to wait for those bags? How much is your time worth to you? And it's going to get crazy at the airport now, and people showing up going, I have to pay what? The lines will even be longer, even if you want to check your bags, because of all the confusion out there with people finally realizing the airlines are going to charge them even more for this. It's absolutely nuts. But getting crazier even then is what's going to happen in the wake of the Northwest Delta proposed merger. Both CEOs were on Capitol Hill this week trying to explain their decision to do this to the Congress, and the strong rumor on the streets now is that there could be an announcement of a merger between United and Continental as late as the end of this coming week. I'm still not buying it, but one of our guests coming up on the show, in fact, right after the break, is our good friend Mike Boyd from the Boyd Group, who has lots of numbers to share with us about what these mergers may really mean to you as consumers. You know, it doesn't really mean anything unless you can't get to where you want to go, or you can't get to where you want to go for a reasonable amount of money. And things are going to get a little nasty this summer anyway with fuel prices and the power of the dollar against the euro and the pound. But my concern isn't the summer at all. My concern is what's going to happen in the fall, because that third quarter is a tough quarter. That fourth quarter is even a worse quarter. And that's when almost all the airline bankruptcies happen, in the fourth and first quarters, when airlines can't make it to summer. So if United and Continental go as a merger, does that mean now that Americans going to start talking to U.S. Air and we're going from six airlines down to three? Wow, batten the hatches. And of course, run, do not walk, to redeem those impossible to redeem frequent flyer miles. Because if those mergers happen, your miles just became devalued by the power of 10. Not that they were not devalued already. And you're talking to somebody on the radio today who's got millions and millions, I'm not exaggerating, millions and millions of miles, so what am I going to do? I'm in the same boat you are. It's not going to be pretty. So when we come back, we're going to talk to our friend Mike Boyd, who's going to tell us everything we need to know about the proposed Delta-Northwest merger, and A, is it going to happen, and B, what's the impact really going to be on you? It may not be pretty, but you got to listen to him, because you better prepare for what's coming down the road, and it's going to happen a whole lot faster than you think it is. All right, back with Mike Boyd of the Boyd Group. I think he's in Colorado today. We are in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Ballantine Resort. Back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after this.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
Planning your next vacation with Trivalga Tours? For over 60 years, Trivalga Tours has crafted vacations for singles, couples, and entire families, providing education, relaxation, and fun. Friendly and knowledgeable tour directors help ensure lasting memories. Book your next worldwide vacation. Call your travel agent or Trivalga Tours at 1-888-521-0891 or click on trivalgatours.com. So dream, pack, and leave the rest to us.
Now, what part of the Mississippi is the Eiffel Tower on?
It's not on the Mississippi.
Well, what are these photos?
Pictures of my Viking river cruise.
Well, we took a river cruise on the Mississippi. We didn't see the Eiffel Tower.
Because I took a picture of it on my Viking river cruise through France.
France, Louisiana?
No, France, in Europe.
Oh, you're saying you took a river cruise through France, in Europe.
Right, down the Seine. Okay. You can also take a Viking river cruise through China.
When did they move China to Europe?
Learn more about exciting Viking river cruises to Europe at VikingRiverCruises.com or call 1-877-66-VIKING.
I love the feeling I get before leaving for vacation, and it's all thanks to my Carlson Vaughanley travel expert. She listens to my dreams, suggests great ideas, and always comes through with vacations I never knew were possible. And I know I can rely on her throughout my entire trip, which gives me peace of mind. Call Carlson Vaughanley Travel at 1-800-CARLSON or visit carlsontravel.com. When your journey from a dream to a great story includes Carlson Vaughanley Travel, you travel better.
Attention savvy travelers, Rudy Maxa here. If you're like me, you can't afford to take chances when you travel. You need medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. You need MedJet Assist. As a member, if you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will fly you to the hospital of your choice free of charge. Believe me, you won't find protection like this from any other company, which is why I'm a member. It's time to travel smarter. Visit MedJet.com and sign up today. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by Trafalgar Tours. Trafalgar Tours providing nearly 300 vacations to worldwide destinations since 1947. Dream, pack, and leave the rest to us. See your travel agent or call 1-888-521-0891. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 18 minutes after the hour. Hope you're having a wonderful last weekend in April. Boy, time is flying wherever you are. We're actually coming to you from the Ballantine Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina, located on 126 acres. They got a great 18-hole golf course here, and in fact, they're starting the PGA tournament out here, I think tomorrow, with the Wachovia Invitational. That means if you have a subprime loan, they're going to let you tee off. I'm just kidding. Okay, anyway, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, no problem. You can always email me to peter at petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your problem, or your questions so we can solve it right here on the air. Before we go to the phones, you know, last week we were talking about Alitalia and how this airline was on its deathbed. That was the airline that the Pope flew to Washington. And we made the joke that, you know, they charged everybody on that plane $4,000 to fly on the plane so that the actual flight actually made money and the Pope didn't have to pay anything. And I suggested that the solution for Alitalia was to put the Pope on every plane. Well, you know what? By the time that plane landed back in Italy, Alitalia was about to go under. And so the Italian government approved an emergency loan of $479 million just to keep the airline in the air. So even the Pope couldn't save Alitalia. Somebody had to come up with the money. So we'll be watching that space very carefully. Let's go quickly to the phones before we get to Mike Boyd. We've got Pam on the phone from out there in California. Hey, Pam.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Well, I'm still recovering from my flight on American Airlines on April 9th.
I think you're one of about 250,000 other people recovering.
Yes, it took me a full week. I was stranded at LaGuardia, then at Dallas-Fort Worth, and at Los Angeles, and it took me 15 hours for a five-hour flight.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the movie. I know there was no movie. I know. So did you have a question?
Well, you know, I was wondering, why don't people start asking about a passenger bill of rights?
Well, you know what? They've not only been asking about it, there are bills pending in Congress to do just that. But the problem is that by the time the bill gets through committee and gets on the floor, it's so watered down by special interest groups that it's basically riddled with commas. And the comma is almost as bad as an asterisk. So right now, I haven't seen one piece of legislation in terms of passenger rights that is really going to protect passengers. It's basically just making people feel good until something goes wrong, and then nothing gets done anyway.
Well, is there anything that we the people can do to let the decision makers know that this is impacting the quality of travel, and it's as if, you know, we're chopped liver, that we have no recourse when we're inconvenienced, and then we have to assume the cost of getting from like one airport to the other, and it's as if we buy a ticket and it's fairly meaningless.
Well, my next guest, Michael Boyd, who's going to join us in a second, I might suggest something, and maybe Michael will disagree with me. I think the problem actually starts with Congress. They have to start funding different federal agencies to do a better job. They have to start funding airports to have better air traffic control systems. They have to start funding local authorities to start scheduling airports in a realistic way, not to be competitive, but to be realistic. And then they have to start allowing better competition out there. I mean, right now, I would like to suggest, and I know that there are U.S. airlines out there that would kill me for suggesting this, but too bad, that we allow foreign airlines to fly domestic routes in the United States. I mean, competition on that route would be great. I mean, if I had a choice between flying a U.S. flag carrier between L.A. and New York or Singapore Airlines, who am I going to choose? And I think the three of those things combined will be the wake-up call that are going to get things done. Because right now, the FAA isn't properly funded by the government, and that goes back to Congress. And local authorities don't have any control over who takes off and who lands at airports in a reasonable amount of time, so people aren't scheduling to be realistic. They're scheduling to be competitive. I think that's the problem. A passenger bill of rights...
The passengers are victimized over this whole mess.
Ah, but you, the passengers, are the people who vote these people into Congress.
That's
you do
exactly that. Right.
So you know what? It's time for you to write your elected representative and say, what are you doing to fund the FAA in a reasonable way that will allow them to have enough people on board not to just do that, but to run an effective Department of Transportation. The U.S. Department of Transportation right now, I think, is doing a terrible job. I had to laugh, and I'm going to bring Mike Boyd on in a second, because I had to laugh when the current Secretary of Transportation asked people to tell them, you know, to report in on the recent cancellations, like as if, like, where have you been? You don't need a report. All you have to do is watch the news. I mean, there are 300,000 people who are disenfranchised.
Terrible, and it's not the travel. You know, I have a family, and everybody likes to live well, and I did it because I saw that captain's pay. It looked real good, and so I was willing to put up, you know, it took me 10 years to get to be, just to be in major airlines. Let's be a captain. It took another 15 to get that. There's no way, if I had known the way it was going to turn out, I would have done this.
And it's probably going to take you another 10 to be a better golfer, right?
It'll take much longer than that.
All right, I appreciate the call. Hey, Joe, let me ask you this, because you and I both know that in the next day or two, we're going to be jumping on a plane in Frankfurt and flying to New York on what they call a proving flight for the Airbus 380, the jumbo mega super tanker jet.
Exactly, and it just proves that we're nuts to go do this. You know, we're both sitting somewhere else, and we're flying somewhere just to fly another plane. So, audience, keep in mind how crazy people like we are.
All right, but I have a reason to do it for the Today Show, to let people know exactly what's in store for them. But I should also put it in perspective. This is a plane that has been delayed for more than 2 years. Huge cost overruns and production delays. Airbus just announced a fourth quarter loss of We're back. Sorry about that. Okay, we are back. We had a little technical difficulty there, but you know what? We're back. You know what that means? It means somebody from the FAA was listening to the show and just cut me off. Well, now we're back. Let's see if Mike Boyd is back with us now. Mike, are you there?
I am here, FAA notwithstanding. Good morning.
we got knocked off the air. I mean, it must have been a low-flying plane. How are you, Michael?
Just fine. How's it down there in Charlotte?
It's lovely down here in Charlotte. And you know, one of the things, by the way, I actually happen to like the Charlotte airport. You know why? They got rocking chairs.
And a piano that people play.
And the piano. See, you know these things. It's great. You know, I don't know how much of the show you heard before we got knocked off for a second, but one of the things I was talking about was the idea that when people start talking about a passenger bill of rights, especially in the wake of all the, you know, the groundings of the planes and the cancellations, if you read those bills, they don't really have enough teeth anyway.
Well, you know, you're right, and that lady you had on before needs to understand she was a bill of rights would not have fixed what she went through. Because a bill of rights in that case is like going to the Godfather and saying, hey, the mob is shaking me down. Can you stop it? You know, it was because we have an FAA that's not only underfunded, but incompetently and politically managed. There's no excuse for what happened. So a bill of rights is fine, but we've got to fix the overlying problem, like you said, of the FAA. And it's more than money. It's the people there.
Exactly. And now, of course, we're talking about all the mergers going on, or the mergers being talked about going on. You had the CEOs of both Delta and Northwest in front of Congress this week basically trying to justify the merger. I know that you basically printed a very interesting rundown of numbers, Mike, about why this merger, you know, should be interpreted in the proper perspective in terms of overlapping routes and what you think is going to happen. So why don't you run that down for me?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you know, as a general rule, as you just outlined, less airlines is bad, more airlines is good. However, in the case of these two airlines, Northwest and Delta, except where they connect their hubs, where they need the lift, there's very few places they can cut back because they don't overlap a lot. There's only about, out of the top 100 markets that you could take either carrier, there's only 4 or 14 where the combined carrier will have more than 2% of the market, more than they did before. This is kind of like an anti-merger because we believe, we looked at what we think these carriers are going to do, and if they merge together, they may take Memphis and turn it into another international hub. So it's not as bad as it looks, but more is good, less is bad. This is one less brand, and it may cause Wall Street to do knee-jerk reactions and merge other carriers. That will be a bad deal.
Which brings me to the next item up for bids here on The Price is Right, which is the rumor that's raging right now that all of a sudden, you know, it's back on the front burner, Continental and United.
Well, you know, keep in mind, you know, that they're talking. You know, we have such, in many cases, such bad journalism out there today. You saw where one analyst put out an article that talked about Frontier Airlines being just like, you know, Alitalia, which, as you pointed out, has been going out of business since Mussolini was in office. But, you know, and then suddenly people got scared about a very good airline that was operating rationally, but people printed stuff on it that wasn't accurate. The same thing with this. This may not be accurate because we're trying to find out where those two can fit together. But here's the deal. It's stockholder value. If someone can put a deal together that gets shareholders more value, they'll do it. But one of these canards out there that they'll have to merge to compete, they're already competing with a combined Delta Northwest who already has a code sharing and marketing alliance. So putting them together isn't going to make them more competitive. It's going to make a lot of people rich.
All right, but that won't be you or me.
No, sir.
Mike Boyd from the Boyd Group in Evergreen, Colorado. Am I right? Evergreen?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, Mike, we'll talk to you soon. When we come back, we're going to be joined by somebody who just did a phenomenal story in the New Yorker about places I live in, otherwise known as airports. Back right after this.
To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And be sure to listen to podcasts of the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why AIG Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected. Trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Plans start at $30. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
If you travel for business, you know just how stressful it can be. Radisson Hotels and Resorts wants to make your life easier and give you special perks with our Business Rewards Package. You'll get breakfast, up to $15 US, 2,000 bonus gold points, free high-speed internet, and the added flexibility of early check-in or late check-out based on availability. Book your Business Rewards Package today at 800-333-3333 or visit radisson.com/business. You deserve it.
Segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by American Airlines. For all your travel needs, visit AA.com. Now, back to Peter Greenberg.
And we're back 33 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the Ballantyne Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina. Taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Gene in Houston, Texas. Hey, Gene.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm planning on taking a trip to Egypt in the fall. Which is a better deal, to use frequent flyer miles or to pay for the ticket? How do you judge?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, if you have a chance, if you can actually use your frequent flyer miles,
mm-hmm.
I mean, which is it's a big if, don't even walk, run, do it. Because they're going to become devalued by the hour as the more and more mergers happen. And the airlines start to shrink capacity, they're less inclined to want to give anybody any frequent flyer tickets because it displaces revenue passengers. So if you can actually cash in those miles now, about 5 months ahead of time, you run and do it.
Okay, because there's no expiration date on them.
No, let me give you the expiration date on them. Yesterday, the airlines are, I'm telling you, they do not want to redeem your miles. So if you can get it done, do it now.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right.
You got it. I appreciate that, Gene. Let's go right to our next guest, because if you get a chance to pick up this week's issue of The New Yorker, you'll read so many great stories in their travel issues, as a matter of fact. We had the gentleman who wrote it on the Today Show who did an amazing story on elevators in New York. But the other gentleman, Mr. Paul Goldberger, did something which has the appropriate title, Situation Terminal. And, of course, the subtitle is, Can Anyone Design a nice airport. I hope that's not a rhetorical question. Hey, Paul.
Hi, how are you? Good to see
you. I'm good. So, you know, I live at airports. I mean, I sometimes just think I never leave them just because of my...
So, I'm sorry to say, do I.
I know. So, when you look around how... I've always believed this, that the people who design airports have never flown. Because if they did, they would see some interesting common sense solutions that are that you and I see every day. So, having said that, there are a couple, at least, of airports, at least in my experience, and I'm sure in yours, mm-hmm. that you look at and you go, it may not be the best thing ever to happen since sliced bread, but they're pretty good.
That's true. And you think, why can't they all be like this, actually?
Yeah. So give me sort of like your top three of what you think an airport should be or actually maybe even is.
Well, my top two right now are two brand new airports. Unfortunately, neither of them are anywhere near the United States. One of them is the brand new airport in Beijing.
Which I've seen, by the way. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic, actually. The thing that's most amazing about it is that it's gargantuan, and yet you feel not as though you're in some huge, huge place, but you're in a place that actually pays attention to how you feel. And it's got beautiful soaring roofs. It's got a very efficient movement system. And while you sometimes have to move long distances, they're relatively shorter given the size of the building than they should be.
Paul, the same thing I think is true of the new Shanghai terminal, which I just saw about 2 weeks ago.
Yes, Shanghai too, and of course also Hong Kong, which has been there now for a few years, which was designed by Norman Foster, the British architect, who did Beijing as well. And I think Hong Kong was kind of his practice run, a little smaller, a little more simple, but and then Beijing was where he really kind of hit full stride. The other one that I really love right now is Madrid, which opened a couple of years ago, done also by a British architect, actually, Richard Rogers. It's absolutely beautiful. It's just breathtakingly beautiful.
But then, of course, you know, you have Terminal 5, which I was just visiting about 3 or 4 weeks before they opened, which is a beautiful five-story terminal, which, of course, despite all the great architecture, ain't working.
Terminal 5 has been a disaster. It's been brought down not by the architecture. You're right. It's better. Certainly, it's better than anything else at Heathrow. But, of course, that's a pretty low bar to get over. But it's been brought down by their totally screwed-up automated baggage system.
Which sure.
They said was going to be the answer to everybody's dreams and, in fact, has turned out to be a disaster.
Well, let me ask you this, because I remember seeing a billboard as I was coming into the Fort Lauderdale Airport a couple of years ago, which really made me angry. It said, Fort Lauderdale's airport, it's really plane friendly. And they spelled it P-L-A-N-E. And I said,
right.
Hello, how about people friendly?
Right, exactly, exactly. Well, in fact, the problem with most airports is they generally are plane friendly. They're designed more from the standpoint of efficiency of moving airplanes than moving people.
Right, and they got to move the planes. I mean, you have to give them that. That's why they're there. But
yes,
at the same time... it's not just the architecture, it's the functionality of it, right? It's not just how the thing looks, it's does it work? So
that's right.
Here's my question. Why is it that people, you don't need time and motion studies or human efficiency experts to come in and tell you how you fly. You know how you fly. I mean, people come off the plane schlepping. They come off the plane carrying bags. Why don't they put carts at gates? I'm amazed.
I know, it's absolutely insane. But that's the way... You know, they're set up for the efficiency of the airport management and the movement of the planes, and they figure the people can just fit around all those other things. Security has also made it a lot worse, too. Of course,
yeah, because all the architecture of security now has really been an afterthought, so they had to actually adapt the building
except in the new airports that have been built post-security. But, you know, there was the beginnings about 30 years ago of a different airport model. If you look at, say, Dallas-Fort Worth or Kansas City, which is a miniature of Dallas-Fort Worth, all the gates are arranged in a kind of arc. And the idea was you would drive.
Exactly.
You would arrive on the arrival road, which would make the same half circle, and you would basically get out pretty much in front of your gate, and you'd go right to the plane. It was actually a great idea, but it was a disaster when they had to readapt it for security.
Hey, Paul, that music means our architecture is telling me we got to go to a commercial. Paul Goldberger, the name of the story, Situation Terminal, in this week's issue of The New Yorker. I highly recommend it. We'll be back with more from the Ballantyne Resort in Charlotte right after this.
Call now to talk to Peter Greenberg at 888-887-3837. Email him at peter@petergreenberg.com. And hear the show anytime with your iPod at iradionow.com.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Plans from only $4.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and details.
AutoZone. If you're looking for a great deal on your next oil change, get in the zone. AutoZone has what you need to keep your engine running. Like great deals on Valvoline motor oils. That includes getting 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram oil filter for just $12.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Don't wait. Get to AutoZone today for this smoking hot deal. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I love watching my son play soccer, but when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves my allergy symptoms without drowsiness, so when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Pick up Claritin on sale this week at CVS Pharmacy and get $3 extra when you use your Extra Care card. CVS Pharmacy, for all the ways you care.
American Airlines presents Real Sports Heroes. We know why you fly. Hi, everybody. I'm Ross Porter. When former heavyweight champion George Foreman retired the first time, George became a minister. In order to reach the troubled youth, he had to have a meeting place. That was the beginning of the George Foreman Youth and Community Center in Houston.
The sole purpose of getting the kids off the street was letting them be aware that someone cared about them. It's grown to many acres and a lot of boxing matches for money.
For more on the story, log on to realsportsheroes.com.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply...
The square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
AutoZone.
If you want to keep your car's tires and wheels looking great, all you have to do is
get in the zone.
Because now at AutoZone, you can get 2 bottles of Eagle One all-wheel and tire cleaner for just $7. That's right, 2 for $7. Just spray it on and hose it off. When it comes to everything you need to keep your car looking like new, you can count on AutoZone to have everything you want.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The telephone number to call the program is 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email Peter at peter@petergreenberg.com. And be sure to access podcasts of this show anytime at www.iradionow.com. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 43 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the Ballantyne Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina. And my next guest knows a little bit about Charlotte since he's also the mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina. In fact, in 2007, just last year, he was actually sworn in for a record 7th term. Oh, my goodness. That's longevity. Mayor Pat McCrory, good morning.
Good morning. I hope you're enjoying Ballantyne. It's a beautiful day here in Charlotte.
It is a beautiful day here in Charlotte. And, in fact, before you were on the air today, I was talking to Mike Boyd, who's an aviation analyst, who we were talking about how much we like your airport.
We're very, very proud of our airport. It's actually one of the busiest airports in the United States of America. It's a U.S. Airway hub, and it's their largest hub, and we're proud of our flights that we have to London, to Frankfurt, to Munich. For a city of our size, to have that access across the world and the nation, is we're very, very lucky.
But, Mr. Mayor, do you know what I like about your airport more than anything else?
The rocking chairs.
Yes.
I knew
How did you know I was going to say that?
We were the first airport to put rocking chairs in many, many years ago, probably about 15 years ago. And now every airport is replicating that success. But we love our rocking chairs, and they're actually big selling items. A lot of people buy and order the rocking chairs after sitting them. They're throughout the airport. So it's a little bit different.
You know, I must say, but at some airports, if you sit in the rocking chairs long enough, you move into the airport, you know.
Yeah, we also have some great things regarding places where business people can sit and relax. And we also were very proud of our UFO for the military, USO site for the military, which is very popular for soldiers coming back from Iraq. Many of them come through Charlotte, and we have a great lounge for them also.
You know, Mr. Mayor, I should tell you a story that actually happened to me here in Charlotte. I was changing flights. I believe it was on U.S. Air because that's their hub, as you said. Got on a plane. I was sitting up in first class, and as you can imagine, you had a number of soldiers who came on the plane who were wearing their military fatigues, in fact, their camouflage fatigues, and about six of them came on board, and I just said to these guys as they were going by me, where are you going? They said, we're going back to Iraq. I said, here, take my seat.
That's a big thing. A lot of people are doing that in Charlotte, are giving up their first-class seats for the soldiers, and that's just fantastic that you did that.
Well, it wasn't just me. I mean, everybody was doing it. It was really, and you know what? The soldiers didn't want to do it. And we finally sent the flight attendants back and said, plane's not pushing back from the gate until they move them up front and we move in the back.
Fantastic. Man, that's what it's all about. That's the great thing about our country, and I'm proud that you and other people coming through Charlotte are doing that. We're real proud of that.
So now let me ask you the bad news thing about airports, and that is, with all the mergers happening, certainly you've got to be focused on what the impact's going to be here in this market.
We always are, because U.S. Airways is very important to Charlotte and to our, you know, we've become an international trading city in banking and manufacturing and so forth. We never know what's going to happen with the airline industry. I've been mayor now in my 13th year, and every year some new dynamic occurs. You know, 1 minute Delta almost merged with U.S. Airways, and now I'm hearing rumors of American or United merging. The good news is Charlotte will always probably be a hub as a counter hub to Atlanta in the southeast because we're building a third parallel runway, and the access to the rest of the world out of Charlotte is much easier than other portions of the East Coast. So that's why we've made sure we've got a good airport, good building, and good runways where airlines get in and out and not be held up like they are, especially in the northeastern cities. So we're kind of the counter to Atlanta for a southeast hub.
Are you promoting yourself that way, saying we're the anti-Atlanta?
We don't even have to promote ourselves that way. I think the word's gotten out. You know, in the past 10 years, Charlotte's been one of the nation's best-kept secrets. When people come here, especially the media from New York, they're surprised. You know, we look like a mini New York City. Our downtown skyline is absolutely beautiful. Our quality of life's incredible. And people are shocked when they land at our airport and see our skyline and see the dynamic growth. But we're very proud of our – we want to retain our quality of life, but also continue this incredible economic vitality.
Well, you got to watch out for those media guys from New York like me.
Well, they are. Actually, it's true, though. When people from New York and the South, Northeast come here, they go, wow, where did this come from? You know, there's a little bias. They all still think everyone's Mayberry around here. And
Wait a second. Mayberry, rocking chairs. I'm making the connection.
Well, we like that, actually. We want to have big city opportunities, but we want to keep small town values. We want the best of both worlds.
Well, Mayor Pat McCrory from the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, thanks for joining us. I'll be out on those rocking chairs tomorrow morning. We appreciate it, sir.
Great to have you. Hope you get a round of golf in, too, today.
Okay, sir. See you later. We'll be back right after this.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. To join Peter Greenberg, call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email the show at peter@petergreenberg.com and hear the program anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
And it's 52 minutes after the hour, coming to you from Mayberry RFD, as the mayor once said. No, actually, it's Charlotte, North Carolina, and the Ballantyne Resort, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Pauline on the phone. Hey, Pauline.
Hey, hello. How are you?
And where are you today?
I am actually in Birmingham, Alabama.
All right. We love Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, good. even though it's a little rainy today.
That's okay. How can I help you?
Actually, I'm planning to go to Jamaica in July, and I want to take my 7-year-old grandson. And I've been checking all the airlines, I've been checking all the travel sites, and nobody's offering kids' fares anymore.
You know what? They haven't been offering kids' fares in a long time, and the reason for that is as the airlines shrink capacity, mm-hmm. as they have to fill every available seat with paying passengers, it's the law of supply and demand. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. You're not getting the deal. So, unfortunately, Pauline, we're all being abused by it, whether you're 7 or 70.
That's really unfortunate because, I'm thinking I've been traveling with my kids since they were little, you know, and they're all adults now, of course. And I remember it used to be, I think, from age 2 to 12, you paid a half fare, and then from 12, you know, over, then it was an adult fare. So I guess now even a 2-year-old is paying a full fare?
I think what we should do is completely redo the fare system so that you get a discount if you just act like a child. Does that work?
Heart.
No kidding. Or double. Maybe if you act like a child, they charge you double. That's what you should do. I know. I'm sorry to give you the bad news, but that's the way it's breaking down, okay?
Oh, well. Okay. Well, thank you so much anyway.
Hey, and thank you for the call, Pauline. Let's go right to our next guest because this is an amazing story. And chances are, in fact, I would bet my entire career that an overwhelming number of you do not know what's floating out there in the North Pacific Ocean. It is absolutely staggering. But my next guest, Marcus Erickson, he knows because he's the Director of Research and Education for the Algalita Marine Research Foundation. But forgetting the name of the foundation, he's going to tell us about plastic soup. Hey, Marcus.
Hi, good morning.
I mean, when I first heard about this story, I'd heard rumors about it because I've been out in Midway Island in the Pacific, and I've seen what the floating plastic has done to all the birds out there. But I never could really put it in perspective until I saw the total numbers. It's just a staggering figure of how much plastic junk is out there floating in the Pacific. Put it in perspective for me.
Well, if we look at what's on the ocean now, it's an accumulation of 50 years of the world using plastics. 50 years ago, the oceans were clean, and as you've been to Midway Island, you've seen what's happened recently over this 50
yes.
years.
Well, what I saw in Midway Island, Marcus, was that all the Goonie birds would be washed up dead, and when you opened up their bodies and looked at their carcasses, everything came out was plastic. They'd ingested it while they were floating on the water.
Yes, and that plastic, as you know, Midway doesn't make any plastic. It's coming from the entire Pacific Rim, from Mexico, Canada, United States, Japan, and China. All these coastal watersheds allowing plastic trash to leave our mainland and circle around the ocean. The entire North Pacific is like a toilet bowl that never flushes. It's going in a giant circle, a clockwise current, basically, that's twice the size of the United States, and it's full of plastic.
Let me see if I get this right, because that's an astounding statement, that out there in the North Pacific, there is a mass of plastic the size of what?
Well, it isn't quite a mass. It's like a thin plastic soup that stretches from 500 miles off the coast of California to within 200 miles of Japan. It's called the North Pacific Gyre, this rotating mass of water. And when you sail across it, you stand above the ship and you see like a cornflake-sized particle of plastic. Then 10 feet more, you'll see another piece. 5 feet more, there's a piece. It's this endless trail of plastic. And based on our estimations, we're guessing about 3.5 million tons of plastics are on the ocean surface right now in the North Pacific.
All right, so here comes my stupid question. There's not a garbage floating sweeping machine that can clean it up, is there?
It's so spread out. It's like trying to sift the Sahara or remove a handful of pepper grains from a salad as big as a Rose Bowl. It's this impossible task to clean it up. The best solution is to change our culture from one of disposable plastics to one of conservation. It's very easy. It's easier for us to change our behavior and bring our canvas bags, our reusable mugs and water bottles, rather than consuming all this plastic that turns into waste and finds its way into the environment.
Now, you're about to set sail on a special project. In the last minute we've got, tell us about that.
So it's a raft I'm building called Junk. I built a few rafts out of plastic bottles in the past. 4 years ago, I went down to Mississippi on a plastic bottle raft. But this one is going to float on 20,000 plastic bottles. It's going to leave from the Long Beach Aquarium here in California. We're going to float to Hawaii in an effort to get national attention, get some national dialogue about this plastic plague. Something has to happen now about this issue.
And now, how can people contribute to this, or how do they know more about it? I know you have a website.
Yes, algalita.org. That's A-L-G-A-L-I-T-A. And look for message in a bottle. Click on that link, and you'll see a description of this Contiki-style plastic bottle wrap we're building. We're set to sail them about 5 weeks from today.
Wow, you know what? We're going to try to keep in touch with you while you're out there on the water and find out how you're doing. Marcus Erickson, great idea, great project, and a real big problem. That music means we're out of time for our first hour. For those stations leaving us, have a great rest of your weekend. And for those stations sticking around, we got a whole lot more coming to you on Peter Greenberg Worldwide from the Ballantine Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina, otherwise known from Mayor Pat McCrory as Mayberry RFD. We'll see you back here with more Rocking Chair News right after this.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. And as always, you're hearing Must Hear Radio on the SSI Radio Network.